Linda Lavin is a Tony Award-winning actress, best known for portraying the title character in the TV series Alice. She is also known for making several stage performances, including Broadway and off-Broadway projects like Death-Defying Acts, The Lions, Last of the Red Hot Lovers, Broadway Bound, Gypsy, and The Diary of Anne Frank, just to name a few. In 2011, she was inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame. She joins us this morning to talk about another credit she has. She narrated the book My Own Words by Ruth Bader Ginsburg when she performed the words of Justice Ginsburg, which we heard during the panel this morning. It is a great pleasure, a delight, to welcome Linda Lavin to the program. Good morning.
Oh, Joe, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on your wonderful program, to be with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I know you did this project a few years ago, and of course, a lot of people are coming back to it because of Justice Ginsburg's passing over the weekend. How are you feeling this day of thinking about her and having had immersed yourself in her words for a while?
I felt seriously depressed the next day. I felt a deep sense of loss with her passing, a loss of life as we'd known it, a loss of the power and the courage of her and her life, and the honor that I had to read her words in a studio 4 or 5 years ago when I was invited to do the audiobook of My Own Words. I began to identify with Justice Ginsburg in her early life. The book is filled with law cases, and let me just say that I felt at times that I was Swahili. It was a very different language from the language that I'm familiar with. Lots of legalese, lots of cases. The book is filled with her successful writings, and it's wonderful. And then there's the opera section that was so much fun to do, and the knowledge that she and Justice Scalia could be friends when they were so diametrically opposed. But I really identified, Joe, with her early life, growing up Jewish in America in the 30s, in the late 30s, in the 40s, and growing up female and Jewish, and growing up with a family who about whom education was paramount, and I began to think maybe we were related. There was something very familiar in her writing about her young life that felt familiar to me.
We've been listening this morning to some parts of the book, and both where she is speaking and where you are speaking her words. And after a while, when I was putting it together last night, you can't really tell the difference. You nailed it as far as because she was very soft spoken, but the words are so powerful.
Yeah. So powerful. What a great writer she was. Mm. Her organizational skills, you know, with language. You know, we wouldn't be here in this place of liberty and equality as working women. And she was an egalitarian. She wanted those rights for men as well as for women. She worked on a Social Security bill that was denying male survivors of a marriage, when in fact female survivors of marriage in the early parts of the women's movement for me were negligent. And she was looking for equal rights for people who were not as privileged as she felt she was. And she didn't grow up in a privileged environment, and she wasn't invited. In fact, she was denied work and the opportunity for an education as a woman until she found a place to get a law education as a woman at Columbia with great resistance. Her resilience and her power and the soft-spokenness of her were all to me, what I learned about her were channeled into her diligence and her stick-to-itiveness. I didn't get to meet her, though. I was hoping I would after the book was finished, and I'm sad that I didn't get to. I'm hoping I can reach out to her children and give them my respects. But my God, the fact that I'm in that she's in my life this way and that I was a part of her life in this way means a great deal to me.
It's interesting to me that as this project went forward and they said, let's do an audiobook of her book, that do you know who thought of you and said Linda Lavin should be Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
You know, as an actor with an agent and an attorney and producers all
the
around,
team.
I don't think you ever get the straight skinny about who wants the credit for getting you the job. But I have a wonderful agent. And in fact, I wrote to Sherry in the middle of the night to ask her if she would remind me who the editor and producer was during that taping. I did the book in 5 days. You know, you work a 9-hour day. You just sit and read and read and read. And when it came to the opera, where there was no music provided, I had to improvise what felt right to me just to try singing some of those pieces. But I had done another book called The Boston Girl, Diamond's book, and the woman who wrote The Red Tent. And I had done that book, and it was very successful. I was nominated for an audiobook award, so I guess somebody remembered. And I'm always wanting to do this work. I love being on the radio, and I love taping because you don't have to get dressed up. And you can just, you know, walk into a studio or do it from home. I love reading out loud. I love being read to. And, you know, there's a sense that while I was reading that book, there was a transformative thing that happens, as it does for an actor. You know, you become the person you're articulating in some magical way.
Well, anytime you want to be on the radio and want to scratch that itch, please, you are always welcome here on the Roundtable, Linda. We love you so much, and I thank you so much for being with us this morning. I know you're traveling today and taking time out of your schedule. I so appreciate it.
Going to do a new TV show. Joe, thank you so much for including me. I'm honored as I can be. Thank you so much, and my love and best respects to all of you at the Roundtable.
And to you. Thank you very much. Again, Linda Lavin can be heard reading the book My Own Words by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, available on audiobooks. Coming up, we'll talk with Derek Wang, the composer and writer of the Supreme Court opera Scalia/Ginsburg. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Scalia-Ginsburg, a gentle parody of operatic proportions. An American comic opera in one act by Derek Wang. Libretto by the composer. Preface by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Scalia Ginsburg is for me a dream come true. If I could choose the talent I would most like to have, it would be a glorious voice. I would be a great diva, perhaps Renata Tebaldi or Beverly Sills, or in the mezzo range, Marilyn Horne. But my grade school music teacher, with brutal honesty, rated me a sparrow, not a robin. I was told to mouth the words, never to sing them. Even so, I grew up with a passion for opera, though I sing only in the shower and in my dreams.